I would like to start by asking you a question. What is your favorite animal? Do you have a favorite animal? I do not really favor one animal, but I do like reptiles. I've had some snakes and lizards over the years. And when you were a kid, did you ever play like you were an animal? When I was a kid, me and my brother would fantasize that we are lions or bears, fighting in the living room, tearing up the couch cushions, or monkeys climbing in the trees. My boys like to play like they are little dogs barking around the house. And some experts say that we evolved from animals. We know God is love, and He loves us along with His animal creations. There are many places in the Bible where God uses animals for symbols in His scriptures. God picked certain animals for certain situations based on the attributes and character of that animal. For example, in Daniel 7:2, Daniel dreamt of great animals while he slept. A lion, bear, leopard, and eagle were shown to him. These animals were chosen for their mighty power and speed. Maybe the most famous animal used in the scriptures is in Genesis, when Satan becomes a serpent and deceives Eve and the whole world. And nowadays, there's a lot of people that look for guidance and direction through the help of their horoscopes. Every month has a sign and an animal given to it. And you are supposed to have and possess the characteristics of the animal in the month based on your birthday. But there are two animals that God makes reference to, and these are the ones that I would like to discuss in this sermonette. I will be talking about some different traits between goats and sheep, and which one God wants us to be. The goat belongs to the genus Capra, and I did not know this before, but that's why people that were born in late December into January are called Capricorns, which is what I'm supposed to be. And I have a birthday coming up soon, and I like gift cards. Goats and sheep are cousins, but goats have a lighter build, horns that arch backwards, short tails, and short straight hair. Male goats are called bucks or billies, billy goats, and usually have a beard. Female goats are called nannies, and immature goats are called kids, for obvious reasons. But it's the behavioral characteristics of these animals that we'll be discussing that makes a goat an animal we do not want to emulate. And when it comes to God and what kind of character He would like us to have, He does not want us to be like goats. Goats are naturally curious, which makes them notorious for being Houdinis and escaping their pens. A goat will test their fencing for weaknesses, and once they find one, they'll make their escape and others will follow. Goats will explore anything new or unfamiliar, which makes them wanderers and not easily able to flock together. Also, goats tend to get confrontational when intruders are present. Me and my wife were watching a YouTube video on how to build a pond, and this customer had a little goat in the yard. So this guy's building this pond, and he's talking to the camera, and he's got his tools and the plants, and he's trying to explain how to put it together. And this little goat is climbing on everything, in his tool bag, nipping at his shirt, plus messing with the plants, and he was giving that guy a good workout. And although goats, they do herd like sheep, but they don't have that side-by-side mentality that sheep have, and it makes it hard for them to flock together. And I found some funny quotes about goats. It says, "If you leave goats with your horse, they may chew his tail off. My dad has described goats as Jack Russells with hooves. If your fence won't hold water, it won't hold a goat." And I've seen many videos and pictures of goats climbing and butting cars. They see the reflection in the door and they headbutt it. On the other hand, sheep, they belong to the genus Ovis. Sheep are stockier than goats, and if they do have horns, they are likely to be misshaped. Males lack the beard that goats have, and they do have short tails. Sheep have a thick outer coat instead of fine straight hair. Males are called rams. Females are called ewes. That's spelled E-W-E-S. And juvenile sheep are called lambs. Unlike goats, sheep will stay close together and herd easily. They do not wander off, and they do not want to explore new surroundings. They will run if they are frightened, and they will band together in large groups for protection. It's this herd flock mentality that is easy for one shepherd, in our case Jesus, to watch over a large number of sheep. Sheep are non-aggressive and docile in nature. They need a person to watch over them for protection, and most modern-day sheep cannot make it in the wild alone. Sheep have very good vision. Their eyes are large and placed on the sides of their heads, which helps them to see predators all around. So it is safe to say that a shepherd protects their sheep from the environment, whereas goat herders protect the environment from their sheep, or from their goats. God mentions sheep and goats many times in the Bible. And from the New Testament scriptures, we can see that a goat is an animal that is used to depict people of evil or ones that should be distanced from God. Sheep, on the other hand, are animals that God wants us to be like and an animal that he loves. Maybe the two most important references in the Bible are in Matthew 25 and Matthew 18. In Matthew, the Lord speaks of separating the nations as the shepherd divides the sheep from the goats. He puts the sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left. The sheep are the blessed ones to the Lord and will inherit and be partakers of the kingdom of God. Matthew 25:33. Matthew 25:33. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, just as Jesus is on the right hand of God, but the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And to the goats, in verse 41, the Lord says, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Even in satanic and pagan religions, the goat is used in their worship and is depicted in the inverted pentagram they used as a symbol of their religion. If we look in Matthew 18:12-14, God speaks of a shepherd having 100 sheep in his flock and one has gone astray. Matthew 18:12-14. If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, does he not leave the 99 and go to the mountains to seek the one that is straying? And if he should find it, he rejoices more over for that sheep than the 99 that did not go astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of his little ones should perish. So, if one of Jesus' flocks goes astray and we return to him, that is more pleasing to him knowing that we were lost, but now we are found. I know there are many that have stepped away from the church in the past. When I first started attending, I would hear the stories of thousands of people that would come to the feast sites and the hundreds that would come to weekly services. But now we are a meek few. I can just imagine how Jesus and the Father would feel when these people return to the truth and the resurrection. God wants us to be his sheep and part of his flock. He does not want us to be curious of other gods or religions. God wants us to stay close to him and not wander off exploring false teachings. By reading and meditating on his word helps keep him our shepherd and protector. We need to stay close together as a church and a flock, sticking close to God's teachings. As Christians, we need to have a caring, non-aggressive attitude as Jesus did. Also, we need the good vision to be able to see the dangers of Satan and the sign of Jesus' coming so we can be prepared. God favors a sheep-like mentality, and for Christians, we need to be like that. Last two scriptures, John 10, 11, and 14. Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for his sheep." Verse 14, "I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known by my own." So having the correct character and state of mind is very important in our Christian growth. Jesus himself was called the Lamb of God, and I encourage all of us to strive to have the same character and behavior as our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ.